Hey, man. Justin, you wow, you had quite a week, didn't you? How's the AI challenge going?
Quite a couple weeks there. A few surprises, a few unexpected twists and turns showing up in my life. And yeah, the AI challenge, I ran into a few hiccups, and we're going to talk about
Oh man, a lot to unpack here. It sounds like get ready for therapy, everybody. Ladies and
that.
gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the marketing geeks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right. So, wow. So you are now a fugitive on the run,
That's right. That's
and
right.
you are taking on a different name, and you are in an undisclosed location. So,
That is correct.
what happened, man? I mean, things were going so well.
It turns out that the timing of this particular 30-day challenge was not ideal. Some of this I feel like I'm making excuses, but some of it is pretty legit. I had kind of an unexpected relocation event where I have moved out of California and am now a resident of Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'm revealing my location. Look at me. Whoops. Authorities, please do not try to find me.
That was a
I
ruse. You were just throwing people off.
was just kidding. Why would I ever go there? But yes, I mean, I'm now living in Oregon, and this was actually somewhat unexpected. It was planned to be done by like the end of the year, maybe early next year, but there were just a few like circumstances that came together, and the timeline got moved up extremely fast. And as you've been to my house, you know like how much stuff I have and in the garage and things like that. And there was a lot to pack up and a lot to move, and a lot of pieces that went into that. But I have now, since recording the last episode, we had not this hadn't even been determined at that point. I have now completely moved out of the state into a new residence.
Wild.
Yeah, pretty
So,
nuts.
so, 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 what, give us the rundown. So, for those of you who are seven listeners who didn't listen to the last couple of episodes, what was the challenge? What happened? And what has been the outcome so far?
Well, the challenge will continue in spirit. And the challenge was to generate as much revenue as possible within 30 days using the tools of AI without leveraging existing assets like an email list or customer base, things like that. And I had the plan. I got distracted and ultimately was unable to meet the deadlines that were put in place. And some of the concepts and things that I've gone into, I've learned a lot during this challenge, and I'm excited to share some of that knowledge and impart it back to those seven listeners. But man, I you know, there's a little bit of egg on my face on this thing. I kind of shit the bed here a bit on the
Oh
challenge.
man. Well, are you going to apologize to our listeners?
Yes, I will. To the seven loyal listeners of Marketing Geeks podcast, I really am. I really am sorry, as my intention was to really make a go at this thing. And you know, whether if I was going to fail, I was going to actually have the proof of effort and proof of production to go with it. And so I feel like in that regard, I totally let down those seven listeners, because I really my focus was just pulled away from this entire thing. And it's I don't have that to show for this. So for that reason, I am truly sorry that I was unable to achieve this.
So what's the takeaway? Like, to give me your like you set out on this challenge. What you okay? You had this life event come up in the middle of it. You had to move to another state. That definitely takes up a lot of time. But what were the positive takeaways? What were the things that you were able to really pull away from this that will make the next attempt better?
Well, what I'm excited for is like the use of AI for things that you don't even think of. Now I haven't read this yet, but because we were going to do this episode, I knew this was coming up. I'm like, AI, can you help me to explain why I failed the 30-day challenge? And AI actually wrote me a written response that, do you want me to read it to you? It's pretty quick.
Yeah, by all means, please share.
Yeah. So failing the 30-day AI revenue generation challenge wasn't entirely my fault. And I didn't write this, AI wrote this, just caveat. It was largely due to unforeseen circumstances. During the crucial time frame of this challenge, I had to deal with an unexpected move from California to Oregon. The relocation process was both time-consuming and emotionally draining, diverting my focus from the challenge at hand. Instead of dedicating my time to optimizing and scaling the AI model, I found myself juggling between packing, moving, and settling into a new home. This sudden change in priorities inevitably affected my performance in the challenge, making it difficult to put my best foot forward. The end. End note. What do you think? That's not bad. That's actually pretty.
That's actually
a pretty decent considering it came from AI. I mean, it's not very heartfelt and it doesn't have any sort of emotional resonance, but it's not bad.
No. But if you were a politician in the middle of a scandal, this would be perfect.
Yeah, I think AI could serve as a nice little PR tool for politicians and whatnot. My next question to AI though was, okay, so how do I make up for this? What's my next course of action? Here's some steps that it gave me. And I think we're going to need to incorporate some of these things. And we're going to keep this episode short, but when we reconvene in a week or so, we're going to reestablish some timeframes here, and we're going to get back into this AI thing. And even though the 30-day challenge was not a success, the spirit of it lives on, and I'm still going to fulfill on what I wanted to do with the course building, with the content creation, with all of it. We're going to be, you know, bucketing these different sectors and still building this stuff out. But here's what AI had to say. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, assess and reset. Evaluate what went wrong and reset your priorities. Two, re-engage your listeners. And that's what we're doing right now, I guess. Three, set a new timeline. Four, allocate resources, task prioritization, regular check-ins. That's something I think I need to do is regular check-ins. I don't know if that means like me posting like really, really short episodes and maybe just leaving them up temporarily and then taking them down or something like that, or just me recording check-ins and then, you know, making a little conglomerate recording and releasing one a week or something like that with little check-ins. But if I do this again, that needs to happen. Performance metrics, having metrics that are available for people to know what's happening. Risk mitigation, I'll have to see exactly what they mean by risk mitigation. Training and support, and reflecting and iterating. What do you think?
I think that's great. And I think it's a good lesson. This whole thing has been a good lesson. So are you ready to redo the challenge, perhaps? Like reset, now that you're a little more subtle. Do you think that you can maybe give yourself a longer time frame rather than 30 days, maybe 60 days?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what needs to happen. But there also needs to be that accountability of check-ins, because I'll check in with you.
I'll be your accountability buddy.
Oh, good. I don't want to go another like week or two where things aren't happening, because if that's the case, then it's just not working out.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that if I'm going to do this, it needs to be done right. And, you know, now that I'm in this new location, I got even faster internet than before. I got a pretty cool setup. I got my own room for the first time in a long time. I've been sharing it with my 5-year-old son at the other place in Camarillo. So to have my own kind of location here is pretty cool. And yeah, I feel good. I feel like we can make this happen. And if I could do it from Cottage Grove, Oregon, a town of about 10,000 people, then that just means that anybody can do this.
All right. Well, we're counting on you, my friend. Don't let us down. We're all listening.
Well, what are you doing right now? It sounds like where are you? It sounds like you're like calling in from some like remote location yourself.
I am. I am also on the run. You know, next time we should commit a crime together.
Yes. Separately. Yes. What have you been doing over there? Like what are you?
I,
yeah.
You know, I'm in this beautiful campground right now, called the Liefeling, and it's a campground. It's an interesting concept in, the Netherlands. It's like a festival came here and just never left, and they set up a community. Ooh. It's beautiful. It's like, it's, you know, they have like kids workshops, like DJ workshops for kids and, bushcrafting, and, they have like workshops for adults, like tantra workshops. They have, silent discos on Friday and Saturday nights, so people can dance till all hours of the morning. It's right on a lake. It's really quite a magical place. And,
is this like your fill-in for Burning Man? Cause you didn't make it to Burning Man this year, right?
I did not, thank God. Cause, I would have had a tent full of, mud. But,
I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and, you know, there's those climate protesters out there this year and they blocked the road, but it did get me thinking, and this was their whole point. You know, Burning Man is not a sustainable event. All the carbon that it takes to like go out there, build everything, burn it down, all the resources, all the money. You know, why not take that money and do something permanent? So it just got me thinking along those lines. But
wasn't it started though? Like, I mean, it was started kind of with the spirit of like you know, kind of like hippie spirit fighting climate change. That you know, or finding solutions for that. Is this just because like so many like Silicon Valley like and big money kind of took over? Is that why it's no longer kind of a sustainable event, you think, or it became too big also?
It's also influencers. A lot of influencers go out there and they do the little Instagram posting next to, you know, a giant sign that says love or whatever, and you know, and people are amateurs. They take too much. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to take care of their bodies. And a lot of tech bros who, you know, are out there, you know, with spending their turn, they don't set up, they send people out there to set up camps for them. And, yeah, you know, all that stuff, it's ruined it a little bit, but I am wondering how it's going to be next year after, you know, there's a lot of people who are like done with it because the past couple of years have been way too hot, way too dry, way too dusty. And this year there was way too much rain. So, I'm very curious what's going to happen next year. So we'll see.
I mean, including you, it sounds like you're somewhat done with it and you're like one of the most diehard burners out there.
I know, but you know, it's like, this is a new era, man. We can't, you know, and the other thing is this, is like the people that go out there, you have to have a lot of money. So what you see is you don't see a lot of diversity. You see a lot of rich white people, and because most rich white people can afford to go. And you know, I'm blessed to be able to do that sometimes, but I'd like to see something that's a bit more sustainable and a bit more localized and a bit more like bringing in communities and that are more permanent, because I think that's what we need to do in the world from here on.
And when's your novel come out too, by the way? Because I haven't heard an update on your novel, and you're so close. I know you're so close. How, like, when is it coming out?
So close. I'm working on it from now until the end of the year. I've got another job that which I'll talk about next week, because it's very interesting. I'm helping my friend Josh Dekel and his new movie, Common Ground. He did awesome. A movie called Kiss the Ground, which is on Netflix, but he hired me to be the digital marketing director for the film's promotion. And I'm learning some very interesting things, and I'll share that with everybody next week.
And Josh also did the movie about Jean-Paul DeJoy. I'm blanking on the title right now. What was that one called again?
Good Fortune, which I had a little cameo in.
Good Fortune, where you starred as young Jean-Paul DeJoy, a billionaire. Andre Sturgeon is in the movie. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not a billionaire. I am just a hundredaire. So,
we're going to change that with AI, though. With AI, we're going to change that.
Exactly. Yeah. Josh was a guest on the show way back when.
Yeah, he is.
A few years ago. Anyway, we will talk about that next week. We will pick up on the next challenge. Buddy, don't be too hard on yourself.
Oh, thank you.
You had a lot going on.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
And yeah, man, let's pick it up on the back end, and maybe I'll hold you accountable, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and we're just going to double the stakes, and this time I'm going to accept your challenge of the shaming anti penalty if I fail this time, because we didn't really establish that. So this time we're going to establish what happens if I fail also.
Ooh, okay. Do I get to choose what that is?
We get to discuss it. You might get to choose. It depends how severe you pick here, but
I'll have to think about it. Coffee enema. All right, buddy.
I don't know.
Hot coffee and jalapeno.
You know, it's funny. You said coffee enema is something I really actually wanted to do at one point, but I've just never gotten myself to actually do it because I know how good it is for your body. It's just really hard to actually pull.
You know what? Just keep doing it the old-fashioned way. It'll get there eventually. with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Andrew Sturgis.
And I am Justin Womack.
We're the Marketing Geeks.
Stay classy.
It's a crappy episode.
Marketing Geeks, come on, bring your friends. We'll learn marketing from distant lands. Andrew Sturgeon and Justin Womack. The fun will never end. It's Marketing Geeks.
Marketing